Being that since you're a really charismatic guy, has there ever been a time where you thought that something that, well, a character, well, not even necessarily a character, but was there ever a time where you didn't think that you might not be able to get over with the crowd of anything that you've ever done?
I guess. My biggest fear or my biggest shortcoming, I would say, is as a baby face, because I tend to walk that, I toe the line a little bit. I'm not your white meat typical baby face, you know. I say things like, I hate people. Like, I have a t-shirt that says, I hate people. That's not a typical baby face thing to say. Again, I'm losing my train of thought here. I was just noise going on. I'm sorry. What was the question?
The question was has there ever been a time where you
didn't think that I was going to get over it? Yeah. And I guess my baby face, I have more of a hard time connecting with audiences as a baby face, or I did. I'm sort of figuring it out now because I've been
everybody loves
doing
baby
it.
Like, right
but
now,
it's I'm still, like I said, I figured out that I can walk that line.
Yeah, and still be like,
I can point stuff out. I can pick on somebody in the crowd, which is normally something that a heel would do.
Yeah.
If it's done the right way. And it's sort of a wink and a nod, and you're not totally trashing that person. And you let everybody else in on the joke. So, yeah, baby face. I used to have a really hard time with baby face. I love being a heel. I love being a bad guy.
I feel like there's a lot of people that love being a bad guy.
Well, it's the thing is it's easy. It's not as much of a challenge because it's easy to get people to hate you.
Yeah,
it's really easy. You don't have to try too hard to get people to not like you. It's very hard for people to genuinely feel a connection with you and want to like you and want to get behind you. I mean, a lot of times the fans will play the game with you, but they're not really latching on. They don't really care. They're just.
I feel like everybody really started liking you more when you started calling yourself an asshole. And everybody just
that
like,
was.
You know what? Everybody's like, you know what? I think I'm the asshole. So,
I think that the best thing to do. Connect with people, and people, you know, I hear people say all the time, like, I really am an asshole. Like, you know, if somebody cuts me off in traffic, I'm a total asshole, or, you know, this, that, the other, I'm an asshole to my wife, or I'm an asshole to my kids, or whatever it is, and at some point, again, it's pointing out the obvious, and you know, I hate people stuff. As I said before, that's not a typical good guy thing to say.
Yeah.
But you know, I hear so many people say that on a regular basis. Like, I hate people.
Yeah.
I hate people. When I wear a shirt like that through the airport, I get people. I love that shirt. I say that all the time. Where can I get that shirt? It's relating to people. The reason Stone Cold Steve Austin was so popular wasn't necessarily just because he was fighting his boss, and it was because he was relatable. People said, like, I get that guy because I'm kind of like that guy, or they at least had visions of grandeur and saw themselves as that guy or wanted to see themselves as that guy. They can relate, and I think that's the number one thing to do, is try to pick stuff that people can relate to. That's ultimately, I think, in all storytelling, that is what draws us to characters.